This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, in Washington today, the House Agriculture Committee is set to take up the Farm Bill, which sounds like legislation that's all about farming. But in fact, about three quarters of it goes to fund food stamps and other nutrition programs. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
There's been an explosive expansion of the food stamp program. To understand why, you have to go back to the 90s and President Clinton's welfare reform, which trimmed welfare rolls. In 2002, to help those cut off, Congress and President Bush made it easier to qualify for food stamps. Since then, the food stamp program has more than doubled. Sheila Zedluski is a public policy analyst at the Urban Institute.
Enrollment was approximately 18 million people, and now it's about 46 million people.
That's about one in seven Americans. Many of them lost their jobs during the Great Recession. But why is the food stamp program in the Farm Bill anyway? Like most things in Washington, it all boils down to politics. Chad Hart is an economist at Iowa State. He says farm state legislators needed a way to connect with more urban members of Congress so the city slickers would support farm subsidies.
And the easiest way was through nutrition, talking about food programs, bringing the food that's produced in the countryside into the city.
And bringing Washington's political games into the barnyard. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.